This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
BT, it's Al back on the panel this Thursday morning, March Madness, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. And I did get good word, BT. It's not going to impact you because you're in Providence, but we do have official word. Evidentiki will be supplying the pizzas around here. So they are carrying on the tradition set by Francesa. They said it'll be here by noon for tip-off, which is great. By the way, happy birthday to Francesa. I was not aware of this. Somebody made me aware that it is Mike's birthday, so happy birthday to Mike, and maybe the Johnnies deliver a win, BT, not only for you, but for Francesa as well on his birthday.
Yeah, Mike's been enjoying this season. Happy birthday, Mike. We got to put out a breaking news alert. Tiki's reaching into his wallet? Is this really true?
Yeah, Hoff, it is. Can you confirm that it's Evan and Tiki? I know it's not Marash and Loogie. Is it Evan solo? Is it Evan and Tiki? Is this?
I know for a fact that Evan is going to pick it up.
Okay. Yeah.
So maybe physically it's
Evan's picking
call.
Up the pizza and delivering it here?
Yes, it will be here by noon.
Why wouldn't he just have it delivered? Like,
have you met Evan? He has to do it himself.
He's going to pick up the pizza and
why?
Like is he Is he driving it in from?
Well, maybe he's getting a specific
where he lives, and it's going to be cold by the time he gets here.
Trying to save his delivery charge.
He doesn't want to
tip himself.
Anyway, it's a nice gesture. I asked because I wanted to confirm because I was going to do it. I was like, all right, well, BT's not here. It's one less guy we got to feed. So, all right, it's a little easier on my pocket. But nice job by Evan and Tiki. All right, BT.
That's good.
Let's get some of the Midday Madness here with you on the phones here on BT and Sal, brought to you by Boost Mobile. Kevin from Virginia wants to join the madness. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, BT, Sal, how you guys doing?
Good. What's up, Kev?
Hey, Kev.
I'm thinking about the game tonight, and sometimes when we get excited, we do things out of character. We make simple mistakes. My question's for BT. Do you have your wallet?
I do. Thank God.
I didn't get to, that was great. That was great. I loved it. I didn't get to listen Friday. How did it all play out? Did you bring that back up?
I went down to a bank not far from the station, and whatever they did to zap my card onto my phone, it took 9 seconds. So I'm good.
That is tremendous. Kevin brings up a good point, BT. Under pressure sometimes, you're thinking about different things. Can have a little slip-up, so you did bring your wallet up there to Providence with you. You're all good to go.
I did, but I got to tell you, because I was so freaked out from the wallet episode, I'm usually really buttoned up and regimented with the stuff. Like, if I've got something to do, like the suit's out and everything's out, and everything's ready, but I must have looked 5 times in my car before I actually got on 95. I'm like, okay, do you have your suits? Do you have your game sneakers? Do you have your laptop? Do you have your suitcase? Like, I was paranoid. Do you have your wallet?
It's tremendous. All right, some more Midday Madness on the phones here. BT and Sal, brought to you by Boost Mobile. Vinny's on Staten Island. What's up, Vinny?
Vinny boy.
Hey, Sal, BT, what's going on? BT, enjoy the game tonight. Have a good time down there.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm excited for St. John's. I've been watching them through the Big East tournament. They're very gritty. They're a good defensive team. I love the kid, Okafor, I think his name is, the center. Love him. Love his passion. Love the energy. I hate the fact that, one, they're playing at 9:45 tonight because on a Thursday night, You got to get you have to do this team right the next time, because ratings is that's all they matter in with this March Madness, and he had 945. It's kind of ridiculous, but listen, let's go St. John's tonight. I'm excited, ready to go, rock and roll, and hopefully let's get to the Final Four.
Yeah, let's go. Thanks for the call there, Vinny. We talked about this, Sal. Like, I don't love that. I mean, again, not for me. The game could be at 2 a.m. I'm going to be there ready to roll. I can't wait. But I do understand that there's a lot of St. John's fans that have to get up early and, you know, but you make the sacrifice. And, you know, I think who it's going to probably impact more would be those who maybe jumped in midstream and, you know, it hasn't been a part of their daily ritual. Like, if you're a St. John's fan, you are locked in from tip to buzzer no matter what. Now, the one thing I will say is that, now I also got, I don't want to say the wrong information, but it wound up being the wrong information, but it was nobody's fault. Like, I was told before they found out it was a 9:45 tip, which, by the way, will probably be more like 10:10, as I've said. I was told that there was probably going to be the 7:10, which is what, you know, Arkansas and Kansas is. All right, that proved to be a bit erroneous. I didn't really run with it. I said maybe. All right, but I also was told last night that they were given a heads up that if they win tonight, and I almost hesitate to say this because I don't want to be wrong, but take this not as gospel, just as possible direction, that if they win tonight, Saturday's game would be in that 2:30 window, which surprises me. I'll tell you why. Just from a recovery perspective, like, St. John's plays tonight, and if they win, they're not getting back to the hotel and going to bed probably until
Friday morning.
1:30, you know, by the time you shower, do the interviews, get something to eat, you know, fall asleep. So I'm a little surprised in that regard. But, you know, middle of the day on a Saturday, if it's Calipari or Billy Self against Patino, that would be, I mean, that's going to be a monster matchup.
Yeah, I'd just rather the game be at night against selfish reasons, you know, Saturday afternoon. Plus, I'm going to the Ranger game this particular Saturday. But that's a game. Like, to me, this first round is a nice little appetizer, right? Get the appetizer underway here. And maybe this game is a blowout to where people then could go to sleep after the first half is over if you don't want to stick through the whole thing or you can't stay up. But the next matchup, assuming they win tonight, I mean, that's going to be the must-watch game early on in this tournament. Matt is calling. Sorry, BT, go ahead.
No, and I was going to say, and I know who you prefer because you're a Cal guy. You want to see St. John's Cal, right?
That's why I do want to forget Kansas. He wants to see Kansas. I want to see Patino versus Coach Cal, but now I'm all St. John's, so even though I would normally go with Coach Cal, Patino's our guy.
There we go.
Matt is in Pennsylvania. Hey, what's up, Matty?
Hey, guys. Happy March Madness. Really excited for the games tonight, and I'm going to the Knicks game Saturday night. I had a similar question. If they had played in prime time and the Knicks were hosting, is that a game they would put on, you know, during the Jumbotron at halftime, for example? But if they're playing in that middle window, you pretty much have a triple header with the Rangers game hosted at MSG, you know, midday, and then St. John's right after that, and then the Knicks hosting at home. So that would be pretty sweet. I'm going to be meeting up with a bunch of my buddies, you know, in the city, and I'm skipping out on the Ranger game. They're all going to the hockey game, but I'm like, I'm going to be balls to the wall with college hoops and then the Knicks game. So I was curious about that. If from a licensing standpoint, and whatever else, you know, it would be awesome if St. John's were playing hypothetically, you know, during that Knicks game. I was curious how they would treat that. But my dog of the day, for what it's worth, is Yale. And I like both of those teams, Texas A&M and Yale, as a future. And just one BT, great job this year with St. John's. And I just have one question about, you saw Bryant up close and personal playing against St. John's. I don't know. I mean,
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Kind of like them to cover against Michigan State, but is it out of the question that they could actually win that game against Michigan State? And enjoy the madness, guys. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, buddy. I mean, listen, I'm to sit here and say that I'm watching, you know, film on Michigan State. You know, I'm not. I'm very familiar with their style because their style never changes. They're a football team that plays basketball. That's Tom Izzo's style. And I saw Brian. They got a couple shooters. I mean, you know, it doesn't even really matter. Yeah, I mean, I could say, yeah, they could win. No, they'll get smoked. That's what's crazy about this. Nobody knows anything. Anything that you think, I mean, outside of, for the most part, 116, 215, once you get past into 314 and beyond, you just don't know. You don't know how some kids handle the pressure. You don't know who gets hot. You don't know which coach has a rough night in terms of adjustments. But Brian, I was actually impressed with them a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'd be stunned again. Who knows? But Tom Izzo is going to lose in the first round to Bryant. I want Hoff to look up, BT. I don't know if you know this, but how many?
What's that?
Like, I know there's only been 116 to beat a one. Is that true?
I think is there two?
Oh, maybe there's two now. Okay, but it went forever that there wasn't one, yes. And then at least one happened. All right, what about 215?
How many? Okay, so how about this for a story? I believe it was the first one. Maybe Hoff can double check this, but I know it was either the first or the second. I was in Las Vegas, where I think didn't Loogie go to AC today? Right?
Yeah, I believe so. Maybe they go tomorrow. I don't know. I honestly don't know. But yes, okay. They do have that trip that they usually go to.
I mean, that's phenomenal. So I was actually living in Vegas.
Maybe next year we could do that. Well, you can't because you get the Johnnies in the tournament. But I'd like to get 11 times. Hoff is telling me 15 seed is beating a 2 seed.
Okay, but I think if he has I thought the first one was Hampton, Iowa State. I'll give you a name for it. You remember Marcus Fizer?
I feel like I do, yes.
NBA player, yes. Early 2000s. I want to say that Hampton, I remember watching this in Las Vegas. Hampton beat the Cyclones. That was either 2000 or 2001, and I think that was the first 215, but maybe not, but it was one of the early ones. Hey, one thing that we know about this is the volatility now with the rosters, yeah. And the transfer portals and even some, you know, with the extra COVID year, which means now you've got more grown men, just physical specimens, just stronger, older. Like Kadari's 23. He's going to be 24. I mean, that's a big difference. And other teams have older players, whereas back in the day, you know, it was more conventional. Here's an 18-year-old freshman. Here's a 19-year-old sophomore. 21, you're gone. You're out of school. And when you get that fluctuation, that variance in age, hey, you know, if you have a senior-laden team but a couple of 22, 23-year-olds who are grown man strong, even if you're a lower seed or the higher seed, you know, the worst seed, you know, flip a coin. You don't know.
Let's continue the Midday Madness with you on the phones here on BT and Sal, brought to you by Boost Mobile. Chad is in Vero Beach, wants to join the Madness. What's up, Chad?
90% of the public money on the Johnnies seems right.
95.
We're hammering the Johnnies. 95. Well, I just hammered the Johnnies, so it's up to 96%. Now, let me ask you a question. As Mike Francesa would say, New York is an event town. When was the last time New York's been this jacked up about a college basketball game?
It was the Ron Artest team. That's the answer. It was Ron. When they lost to Ohio State in the Elite Eight, Scooney Penn, that was in, I was with Mike Jarvis.
And what year?
That, let's see, they lost to Gonzaga. Was that the 99-2000 season? And then shortly thereafter, you know, that's a couple of years after that, I started doing the games and, you know, not coincidentally or maybe coincidentally, Jarvis got fired and it just set the wheels in motion for the darkness. But that run,
it's 25 years ago. And for me, it didn't even really register. Like, I mean, I remember I told you about Felipe Lopez was my first memory of St. John's and them being a thing.
Uh-huh.
But I don't recall. I remember wanting the Knicks to draft Ron Artest.
Yes.
But I don't recall being into that game the way that I am tonight. I love the way the caller phrased it, BT. It's an event. This is a New York sports event tonight, St. John's tipping off in Providence.
And it's made bigger, and you and I have discussed this, it's made bigger by the presence of Rick Pitino. I mean, he's an A-lister. You know, you could pick any actor that you think would, you know, any all-time actor. That's Rick Pitino. That's the cachet. You know, the equity from a basketball perspective, but the charisma. I think it's, you know, and again, not that it wouldn't be incredible if it was still Mike Anderson or Norm Roberts or Jarvis, but the elevation in stature and, like, you know, sizzle, for lack of a better word, you know, Rick brings something that nobody else could bring.
Yeah, and no question about it, it makes it a lot more interesting. Midday Madness with you on the phones, brought to you by Boost Mobile. When you buy 6 months on their best unlimited plans, Boost will give you another 6 months free. More of your calls when we come back. BT and Sal on the Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.